Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Earlier this month, January 7th, at near 4:30 a.m., the Eureka Police Department responded to the intersection of Harris and Albee Street for an injury traffic collision. The collision involved just a single vehicle and a power pole. The driver, identified as Daryl Sullivan Jr. of Eureka, had been on life support since the collision. Saturday, he died as a result of his injuries sustained in the collision. Evidence suggested that Sullivan was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the collision, which caused severe internal injuries. The Eureka Police Department is urging motorists to always wear their safety belts and ensure the appropriate child safety seats are used. Crab season kicks off this week for the North Coast. After the season was put off until the final deadline, crabbers can now drop their pots. It's cold outside. Cold air moving over the region will result in snow levels falling to 500 feet this morning. Isolated to scattered showers will continue through the day with snow accumulations less than 2 inches. A change in the weather pattern is expected for tomorrow. Going into the second half of the week, southerly winds will increase to 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 40 miles late tomorrow night through Wednesday evening. Last month, on December 27th, around 9 p.m., officers of the Eureka Police Department responded to a reported robbery taking place at a business located at the 800 block of West Harris Street. That night, one suspect displayed a handgun, began demanding all the money while shoving the employee to the ground. While this was taking place, an additional employee was able to notify police via the robbery alarm system. Both suspects fled with an undisclosed amount of money. An update to that story: Saturday, the two suspects were arrested. Both suspects are juveniles and have been booked in the juvenile hall. And get your running shoes on. Six Rivers Running Club is once again providing free running shoes to Humboldt County youth participating in their school's running program. The goal of the shoe fund is to motivate 3rd through 12th grade students to participate in the running program. The scholarship applications were released on January 6th, and it's very easy to apply. Applications are available at SRRC's website at 6rrc.com. Parents will need to sign the application once it's filled out and fax it by Friday, February 10th. More KINS news after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
Pacific Gas and Electric Company announced the launch of its PG&E Bright Minds Scholarship Program, where the energy company will award up to $1 million in scholarships to enable high school, community college, and non-traditional students to complete their higher education paths. Bright Minds Scholarship winners will receive full-ride scholarships of up to $30,000 per year. Program finalists will receive $2,500 towards their studies. Eligible students will be enrolled in a full-time undergraduate program at an accredited 2- or 4-year college, university, or vocational technical school. The deadline for applying for the PG&E Bright Minds Scholarship is February 17th. For more information on how to apply, go to pge.com/brightminds. Families of life insurance policyholders who have died may collectively receive up to $20 million following a 19-state settlement with Prudential Insurance Company of America. That's according to the Sacramento Business Journal, who reports California Comptroller John Chang, who led the negotiations, announced the settlement as part of a continuing crackdown on life insurers that either knew or should have known that payments were due. Chang started auditing 21 companies in 2008, gauging the insurance industry's compliance with state unclaimed property laws. Depending on what a final audit finds, Prudential may have to return up to $20 million. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.